In the late 18th century, William Wilberforce was converted. Almost single-handedly, he broke the shackles of slavery.
People there were just totally different.
We are looking at the footprint of God over the last 2,000 years.
History makers.
Since the Roman legion destroyed Jerusalem in the year 70 A.D., the Jewish people have a nation of their own.
And he said, well, no, Randy, we're not all just faking it. There is a living hope, and his name is Jesus. And I believe that that's really why you're here.
Christ died for us.
History Makers.
Thanks for joining us on History Makers. Today we're speaking to Aussie singer-songwriter Belle Thompson.
Now, Belle is an Australian award-winning singer-songwriter and speaker, and she's just released her new eagerly anticipated album this month. The album, A New Creation, is a bit of a dream come true for Belle, who's worked on the project with the Gospel Music Association, and her new single and video clip, A New Creation, features a debut with Paul Coleman. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, Belle, I caught up with you recently at Easterfest. You were busy, you know, performing all over the place. How have things been since Easterfest? Have you chilled out and relaxed since then?
We loved Easterfest this year, and it's such a great opportunity to catch up with a whole bunch of different people that you kind of can see once a year and love being a part of that. But since then, we came back and things haven't really slowed down because we launched the new album in Coffs Harbour with a special launch concert. So pretty pumped. And our big tour has just kicked off. So
great. This is so the new album's called A New Creation. Tell us about it.
Well, A New Creation, I guess these songs I've been writing for the last few years, so they're a collection of different experiences that I've had. And this is really, for me, this is my joy album. So when I look at albums that I've recorded previously, I can see different struggles that I was having, different ways that I was just praying that the Lord would give me strength to get through different circumstances. And for me, this album was such an album of joy to write because it's really come from a place of getting through a whole bunch of those things, seeing that God was faithful and coming out the other side with a song to sing. So A New Creation is that.
And, of course, the new single with Paul Coleman, working with, like, Australian Christian music royalty. Was it cool working with him?
That was so fun. I mean, he's a really fun guy. For me, that was a dream come true because I grew up listening to his music and never thought I'd get a chance to work with him. But we met him in Coffs, played him a few songs after a gig he did there and ended up in Nashville. So,
and I tell you what, I just am so impressed with the coverage you're getting. I noticed the other day that you were on Prime TV, which is like a regional TV network, with Liz Penny, a friend of mine who was the reporter. How did that go?
That was fun. That was so funny, though, because we had no idea that was happening. I did a gig the night before that it happened. Her husband was out and he said, oh, you should do a story. And the next morning, it was our day off. So Phil and I, Monday, because we usually gig all weekend and we're exhausted. So Monday morning, we're like, I'm still half asleep and I get a phone call. You know, can we come now to your house and interview you? And I looked at Phil. We're like in track pants. The house is a mess. I've got no makeup on. My hair is, you know. So literally they hopped in the car and less than 20 minutes later, it's like a bomb went off in our house.
Wow.
But that was pretty fun.
Sometimes those last minute things, though, can actually turn out the best, I find.
Yes.
So, yeah, when you're not ready for it.
Well, that was an unexpected blessing.
So your tour is kicking off. Tell us about that. Where are you going to be going, performing?
Mm-hmm. We're pretty excited because Phil and I, so it's my husband and I, are stepping out into full-time touring probably for the rest of this year. So we've got stuff booked up the East Coast, probably all the way up to far north Queensland. And then we plan to go down, we're booking it as we go, down as far as Melbourne. And, well, I mean, we're pretty open. So we're praying about where God wants us. We've got stuff, big cities, small country towns. We're playing in mining towns. We're going where people want us to come. So, yeah, pretty excited.
Well, you mentioned your hubby Phil. I knew Phil before you guys were together. He's been a man of mine for years. He's a pretty switched-on, charismatic, fired-up businessman, you know, heart
for
ministry.
Kind of,
and I heard that he interviewed you at the Church of Christ in Coffs Harbour at a concert, and there was a bit of a story behind that. Do you want to share that story?
Well, that was, yeah. I was on tour in New South Wales a few years ago and I played at his church. He was working at the church at that time and he was one of the leaders. So he interviewed me before I sang and, you know, asked the standard questions and how you know, tell us about your tour, tell us about your CDs. And then he said, go and grab a seat because we'll get you up to sing after the church announcements. And I said, I normally get worse questions than that, like, you know, are you single?
Oh.
And the whole church went, ooh. And I was suddenly, I was mortified. I was like, what did I just say? So he said to me after, he was like, oh, if you knew how many people at this church have been praying for me to meet the right person.
Wow.
He's like, so it was like they were all his wingman and I just could not get out of there. So.
And was there like sparkles and angels and music? You know, did you start running towards each other like you're on a beach?
I straight away, as soon as I said it, I was like, what did I say? I walked off the stage. So if there was angels and sparkles, I wasn't aware of it.
Oh, sounds lovely, though. All the girls just going,
oh. It was so funny. And so, you know, the amazing thing at our wedding, which was less than a year later, they were all there, you know, and my church as well, who'd been praying for years. And, you know, both of us just really trusting that God has got someone. It's stick on his path, stick on what he wants you to do. And really he did in his time bring it about as we both were pursued the things he wanted us to do.
Well, like I said, I've known Phil for years and he's definitely married up. He's done very well for himself. So I'm proud of you. Proud of you, Phil. That's good. But it's also great for you on the road because, you know, having a husband.
It has transformed my whole life, let me tell you. And honestly, I think now that, I mean, there was some adjustment, let me tell you that. In our first, I would say our first 8 months of marriage was getting used to living with someone who was quite different from ourselves. And, you know, from everything from that's not how you do the washing and that's not how you, we sleep with the window open, not closed, and all of those different things.
I must say, I can relate. I'm 8 months married now, exactly.
Well, that was the turning point for us, honestly. At about 8 months, I think we both realised, you know what, maybe it's just easier to compromise and make. I don't need to have things my own way. And I can tell you, since we both got to that place, it has gone a lot smoother. Mm. So now, to answer your question, Matt, touring is, I mean, it is a lot. My life has totally changed. Having someone who's organised, who can book all the gigs, who can, it's, I just see God's hand in it so much because so many of the things that were such a burden to me before being married, you know, being a creative person and a musician, I'm on the phone trying to book gigs and plan tours and I'm not the most, you know, strategic or organised person. So now it's just so much smoother and he loves being on the road as well. So, and he's a gifted speaker. So we love getting to do ministry together.
So Belle, aside from your husband, Phil, what's the most unique items you would say that you travel with on the road?
Well, if you ask my husband, Phil, he would probably say nearly everything that I take is probably unnecessary.
Okay. He's in the background whispering to her. They're having a converse for a moment. We'll just give them a second to converse because I'm really keen to hear what he's got to say.
He was just saying the heater is probably unnecessary.
We go
to some cold places.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can identify with that. But you know what? My husband would probably say the same thing. He always thinks I'm cold. So.
Do you know what happened? It was so funny because up until, well, last year, in our first year of marriage, we were traveling in, you know, we didn't have a tour bus, we didn't have a private jet for touring, but we really felt that we were, our step of obedience was to step out and start doing little mini tours and stuff, still being planted in our home church, but being on the road some. Mm. And all we had was a pink Nissan Micra. And that was
lovely.
My car before we were married.
It,
it was so funny. So you should have seen Phil's trying to cram me and the kitchen sink and everything into the car. That was some tense marriage moments, let me tell you. Wow. And I think, I mean, last year we had a guy come around to our place and just say, I just really believe in what you do. He's a good friend of Phil's. I've seen you on tour in the pink Nissan Micra and have established it's probably not the most ideal. He said, I want to give you my car.
Oh, wow.
I know. We were blown
awesome.
Away.
And so what kind of car did you score?
It's an SUV, so it's got plenty of room for me and my heater.
Nice.
And it's honestly, that was just one of the many ways in the last year that we've really seen God provide in ways that as a pair of newlyweds, we just, you know, we weren't in a position to get a new car. But as we really, I guess, stepped out and started touring in what we had along the way, God's really, really provided for us. It's been mind-blowing for us.
Well, I often find that's the case. When you do step out in faith, you know, the Lord says, I'm going to reward you because you've been diligently seeking me. I'm going to, you know. So did it have a kitchen sink in it?
I added it.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's on the roof, Matt. You know.
I do just want to backtrack a bit because you said something that I hope my wife's listening to this. So So you said that you learnt to compromise with your husband.
Your wife is lovely. She's a great compromiser. I'd say it's the other way around, Matt.
No, Rochelle, shush. So you learnt to compromise with your husband to like, did you actually let him be the leader?
Well, it's amazing.
As the Bible says.
Well, let me tell you, for me, there was this distinct moment. I was loading the dishwasher, and we have very different ways of loading the dishwasher, let me tell you. Mine involves throwing it in wherever it fits and never thinking about it again. He's got a specific
order.
Place
way
for everything, which I still to this day don't comprehend. But as I was putting my dish in that day, I thought, and I was about to put it stubbornly where I think it should go, which, you know, is anywhere. And I just had this lightning bulb moment where I was like, why don't you just put it where you know he – this is actually kind of an important – why don't you just – that's actually not going to hurt you to just do it his way. And it was a total revelation
to me. That's so important. That's very good.
It becomes more trivial, doesn't it? You realise, oh, you know, that doesn't really matter. And, you know, you
totally.
Can sort of honour him by – loading the dishwasher that way.
Totally, because it just doesn't matter to me. So, and I think the other thing, we're getting better at relying on each other's strengths. So he's really good at something. So why don't I just actually leave that, you know, those things in his court? And I think that's made it easier.
So, Belle, how does faith actually play a role in your life as an artist for you?
Well, I think beyond my life as an artist, I think it's a pivotal point of every aspect of my life. So, before I was doing this, my faith was central. It defines the path that we're walking on. It defines the things that are important. I think as I grew as a Christian, it started to be reflected in every way in my music. So the songs started to reflect my faith. It started to reflect, you know, as I sorted out my own questions in faith, as you listen to my albums, so this is my fourth CD release, the one that's just out now, and as I listen back to my early ones, I'm wrestling with questions and I'm seeking to find God in the middle of situations that were often confusing for me as a, you know, teenager and young person in my 20s. And now, even more so, I think I have such a richer grasp on my faith, and having walked through some significant trials in my 20s and come out the other end to see God's faithfulness, in every way, I want my songs to reflect that, and I want there to be a message of encouragement for other people who are going through similar situations.
And, Belle, I've seen you perform live, and I know you like to, you know, do some worship. I remember seeing you lead worship a couple of years ago, and I thought, wow. And I actually had to look up twice because I thought, hang on, is that Darlene Check? Because, you know, you got the blonde hair, you got the moves. Like
that's quite the compliment.
you could write a song like Shout to the Lord one day, hey?
that would be great.
So you've got a heart for worship in your concerts. You're a great storyteller. I love the way you tell your stories in between your songs and how you wrote the songs and everything. So I guess I want to know, what's the vision you have for a concert? When you perform somewhere, how do you want to impact people when they go home? What should they be saying about that concert? How will they be changed by seeing you perform?
Sure. Well, for me, encouragement is one of the main things. I want my experience and the songs that I've written out of that to be an encouragement to other people who are in similar places. I think as well, for me, the worship side of it, so mixing in some of that along with my story just gives people an opportunity to respond. So the other main thing is to allow space for people to connect with Jesus in their own journey and on their own walk. So I would hope if people would go away from the concert not just being more familiar with my walk with God, but having had an opportunity for them to connect personally with God and create that space for that to happen.
Well, I reckon you're a history maker, Belle, and it's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. And if people want to connect with you, are you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
all of the above. If you go to www.bellthompson.com, and it's Belle is B-E-L, Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, and then there's all the details there. Facebook is Belle Thompson Official. So, yeah, as we go on tour this year, we're going to be posting photos and keeping people up to date with the often crazy and harebrained adventures that happen on the road between Phil and I.
Sounds great. I must say, though, I wish you were still in the pink car.
Well, it's been such a blessing to catch up with you today, and we'll hope to follow you along your tour and see all the adventures of Belle and Phil, the Tomos, on the road.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for chatting with us, Belle.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us on History Makers. If you'd like to listen to this interview again, just go to historymakers.tv. There you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can subscribe to our iTunes podcast or check out our YouTube clips. And you can find out about History Makers TV. We are a faith-based ministry and we appreciate every donation. You know, the vision of History Makers is to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. If you'd like to partner with us, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless you. Have an awesome day. I'm Matt Prater, and why don't you go and make history?
History Makers.
Order your flash drive with 20 of the best History Makers interviews now at historymakers.tv for just $19.95. All proceeds will help History Makers Radio and TV share the gospel all around the world. Order now at station sponsor historymakers.tv. You'll hear interviews from Mark Burnett, producer of the Bible series and Survivor. Musicians like Paul Coleman, Mark Schultz and George McArdle from the Little River Band. Also Kate Brax, winner of MasterChef 2011, former Olympian Elke Whalen and many more. Order now at historymakers.tv.